Half a century ago, fears of a nuclear attack led the United States to deploy missiles to defend major American cities. NPR's Brian Naylor has that story.
Long before Nike was a sneaker company, the Greek goddess of victory lent her name to a missile. At the end of World War II, the German development of the jet plane left U.S. defense planners at a loss. Conventional anti-aircraft guns were inadequate for such a high-speed threat, so the military turned to another emerging German technology. John Rhinelander is an authority on defensive missiles.
The Army's response was to try to develop a ground-based missile system, which is what turned into the Nike system. It took 6 years, and the first Nike wasn't tested until 1951, and by then the threat was the Soviet bomber threat, but its original origins were at the end of World War II, given a real push when the Cold War began.
By 1955, Nike missile installations were erected around a dozen or so major American cities and defense installations. Rhinelander served at a battery near Niagara Falls for 2 years. The Nike system, he says, was far from foolproof.
It was only effective against a high-altitude bomber or high-altitude airplane. Couldn't handle the low-altitude ones. Secondly, we could only handle one plane at a time. So we needed a cooperative threat that would come in one, then miles behind it, another one, because we couldn't handle two.
The first generation Nike missiles, known as Nike Ajax, were liquid-fueled with a range of about 20 miles. By the late 50s, the Army developed a new generation of the missiles, known as Nike Hercules, with greater range and the potential to carry nuclear warheads.
At White Sands, the Army displays its missile arsenal and gives the first demonstration of the Nike Hercules, successor to the anti-aircraft Nike Ajax that now rings the nation's key cities. With a more reliable solid fuel system, Hercules can carry an atomic warhead. In 2 minutes, it smashes a target 55 miles off.
What we have here is, in the ground, there's some metal doors that are closed. If you open those doors, you fall down into the magazine where the missiles were.
Bill Evans stands next to a chain link fence, gesturing toward what looks like an abandoned cement foundation. It is, in fact, a missile launching pad here in the heart of suburbia, north of Rockville, Maryland, some 20 miles from the White House. This used to be where Nike missiles were stored and would have been launched had Soviet bombers penetrated this far. There were three such batteries in Montgomery County, which, along with 10 other sites in Maryland and Northern Virginia, defended the Washington-Baltimore area. In 1967, Bill Evans was posted in Rockville, tending the analog computer, among other duties. It was, he says, a bit tedious, but it beat being sent to Vietnam, which for his generation was a more immediate threat than Soviet bombers.
We knew we were never going to fire. We knew that any aircraft coming in off the Atlantic Ocean was just somebody that was lost. But we would go through the drill. You know, in the mid-60s and onward, it really wasn't. It was basically a job.
But Evans says the job did have its moments.
One time, it may have been in the fall or something, it was just really, there's a lot of woods up here and it's very pretty. And we had three missiles up, one at each end of each of the launcher sets. And it was just a very impressive thing to see. They weren't up very often, and they were white missiles, just bright white against the trees in the sky, and it would be too romanticized about a bunch of missiles, but it was pretty cool looking.
The Nike program was phased out by the mid-1970s, rendered obsolete by intercontinental ballistic missiles. Evans maintains a website devoted to the Nike missile program in suburban Maryland. There are numerous others devoted to former Nike batteries across the country. John Rhinelander went on to help draft the ABM treaty with the Soviets, which barred defensive missile systems. He opposes the Bush administration's decision to withdraw from that treaty and says there are lessons to be learned from the Nike program.
The fact is these defensive systems are very expensive. The technology is generally very tricky. And it's much easier to beat them than it is for them to accomplish their task.
While backers of a defensive missile system disagree with Rhinelander, it's clear whatever technology does emerge, it will not be based on missiles placed in our backyards, like the Nike system was, to defend our cities. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.